K-A-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's Monday Night Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is Whiskey 8 Delta Whiskey. That's WADW, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into the net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or emergency communications. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or in and out. Please call now.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Check me in and out, please, Dave. KC8BOA.
Okay, very good there, Rick. KC8BOA, thanks a lot. 73, have a good evening. Any other mobile short timer in and out?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay County. I will be in and out with no traffic. 7-3, guys.
Okay, real good. KE8PCQ, 7-3, see ya. Have a good evening and thanks for checking in. 7-3, have a good one. Any other mobile short timer in and out?
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KBSWR in and out.
Good evening there, Jeff. I haven't heard you for a while. KB8SWR, thanks for the in and out. 73, have a good one. Any other almost short timer in and out? Okay, let's go to EchoLink. Do we have anyone on EchoLink who would like to check in tonight? Please call now. Okay, no stations on EchoLink this time, so we'll go to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please check in now.
It says, Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rodney City, no traffic, Dave.
KC8YBF, Ron, Saginaw Township, no traffic. This is
N8EUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Tarleton Township, no traffic.
No traffic. Okay, let me run down the list of regular check-ins right now. I've got Rob, KC8SDL, Ron, KC8YVF, Tom, AEUI, Mike, KD8MMH, and Minnie, KD8PAC. Are there any others that I missed? Please call now. Okay, very good. Yeah, this weekend for me has been sort of a busy weekend, weekend. We actually, Mary was supposed to have cataract surgery today, and they had her check in with her doctor a week or so ago, and found that her blood pressure was a little high. Wanted to check it again before the cataract surgery, so Thursday we ended up at the doctor's office. And they checked her blood pressure, and they told me to get her over right over to Covenant Emergency. So she just got home today from Covenant Emergency with a blood pressure problem. So we've been a lot of up and down from the hospital. So I did not get to work the North American CUSO party this weekend. Didn't do a whole lot on that. So, but spent a lot of time in the hospital. I was sort of busy there. So anyway. With that, we'll go to Rob, and then I'll have Ron on standby. Go ahead there, Rob. KC8SDL, you're up. Stand by, Ron.
Good evening, Brother Jay, WHW the crew. Kilo Charlie, KCW. Wish your XYO is better. I hope she's better, Dave. Sorry to hear that little mishap there, but hope she's okay. We're very good, Tom. Okay, yeah, don't worry about the CUSO party. I missed it completely. I had things, a lot of things going on. Saturday, I was volunteered to the museum there for open house. It rained a little bit, but it was a pretty nice day toward the end of the open house, so we did that Saturday. So, nah, I never made it on the HR for the CUSO party, but there's all these other times. Okay, very good. Yeah, not doing too bad here. All the HR gear is working good. I am going to sell my hot water 100. Not my 101, but my 100. I was the one built for 2 years before they came out with a 13-year-old run of the Hot Water 101. So I thought I'd put that out to everybody. If anybody's interested in it, they'll get it to radio, the assembly manual, the HP23 year supply. It's been recapped by myself and my other friends and I. WBIC worked on the radio itself, went through it for me. It works really good, pretty stable. It drifts a little bit, but that's typical Eastkit Hot Water 100. So yeah, I'm going to put up for sale. I'm going to ask three for it, because they're going to get the complete radio, the umbilical, the power supply, and a D104 mic. But I'll take best offer, but I thought I'd put that out to anybody. Anybody's interested, they can get hold of Dave. He has my TX number. Ron has my TX number. So if you want to get a hold of me, you can go through either of them. Two gentlemen there, and they have my contact number. Other than that, Dave, I'm doing okay. I'll hand it back to you. You're doing a great job, and yeah, like I said, hope your XYL is okay with that. Very good. Okay, WDW in the group. Kilo Charlie, Kilo Lima. Thanks for that, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, I see they got her blood pressure down. Actually, when we went on Thursday, her blood pressure was, I believe, it was right around 250 or 260 over 120, 130, so it was quite high. It took her up until yesterday to get it down to where they wanted it, and it's hopefully it's staying with her. They had changed her medication some, and hopefully that works out. Okay, let's go to Ron, KCYVF, standby Tom.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. I'm glad that Mary's doing better here. Yeah, that was pretty high, that's for sure. That's things that definitely got to keep in check all of the time. I think about all of us are probably on blood pressure medicine at this point in our lives, just the way life is, I guess, anyhow. Weekend, I totally forgot about the North American CUSO party. Event. I know David talked about that, ERL talked about it before, and I totally forgot about it. Actually kind of bummed. But Saturday, I was supposed to take a motorcycle ride down to Davison to meet with one of my motorcycle groups, and with the rain and that, I decided, well, we're taking the four-wheeler, and I'm glad I did. It rained off and on all the way down to Davison, and on the way coming back, I ran into a good thunderstorm between Vassar and Mayville. I would not have wanted to have been on the bike in that. There was quite a bit of lightning with it and a heavy downpour to the point that I was down to 35 miles an hour and couldn't hardly see the front of the car, just trying to find the lanes of the white line to see where I was at on the highway. It was raining so hard, so glad I wasn't on the bike in that one. Sunday I worked again some more on the floor. I've got pretty much all of the patchwork done. So coming up Labor Day weekend possibly will be my finish date to find out there. But I've got possibly another thing. I may be going on a motorcycle trip over to Green Bay. I'm waiting on a friend of mine that's from New York to decide on whether he wants to go or not. So I either will be finishing up the floors in the living room or going on a motorcycle trip. So we'll wait and find out how that plays out. That's for next week before Labor Day. So that, I'll make an announcement here. Let me break. Sent out an email tonight. This Thursday is the dinner and movie night for the annual Aries dinner and movie. We will have dinner out at the airport at 6 p.m. We'll have hot dogs again and all the condiments and fixings for it. We ask everyone that attends to bring a small dish to pass, and we'll have a good time. The dinner starts at 6. Movie will start at about 7 o'clock or so, or whenever we're finished with dinner. And by popular demand, we're going to show the movie Airplane from 1980 Airplane movie with Leslie Nielsen and Lloyd Bridges and the group from that. So we tried to sneak it in on Dave ERL a few years back, and he caught on. So we decided, the last year we didn't do it either, but I decided to let him do Airplane for this year. So it should be a lot of fun. So come on out for dinner and a movie for Thursday night, for dinner at 6 o'clock. If you can't make dinner, movies at 7 o'clock, we'll have a good time. KC8YVF, back to net.
Okay, real quick here, Ron. Yeah, the I'm not sure if we're going to make that or not. We'll see what happens here. We're actually looking at trying to do, make some time to do some camping. We had scheduled around this eye surgery that did not happen, so that's off. I guess right now, if everything goes good with Mary, she'll have the eye surgery next month on one eye, and then the other one they'll have to redo the whole thing over again because of time limitations on it. So they'll have to see what happens there. Hopefully everything will work out there. This is WADW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins before I continue on down the list?
KEACV.
Okay, we got you on the list there. KEACV got you on the list. Any others? Okay, let's go to Tom, NADUI, and stand by Mike. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, WADW is NADUI. Hope everyone is doing well tonight. Hello. I'm sitting here in the den here, the cat on my lap, and just taking it easy. Quite a busy weekend. Last Friday, our new dishwasher was delivered, and started putting that in, disconnecting the old one, took it out front, the truck took it away. No, actually, somebody this morning, I usually call, if I have a major appliance, I'll put it out front and I'll call waste management to pick it up, but somebody beat me to it. They picked it up, I looked at my security camera, and about 10 minutes to 6 this morning, somebody parked up, loaded up in the back of the truck, and they're probably going to, I know they're going to gut it for the, any the metal, you know, take it over to Rifkin's and get some money out of the metal. I don't know what they do with it. Maybe fix it. Control panel went out on it, and it was cost the price of the control panel and labor to have it installed, and we decided to buy a new one. So it was delivered last Friday, and we had a family gathering to go to on Saturday all day. I didn't get a chance to participate in the North American QSO party, so I had to busy doing other things and finished putting the installing the dishwasher in yesterday, and then I also had to install water valve in our refrigerator. That went out that went south about the same time the dishwasher did. So I installed that. We're getting water from the dispenser in the refrigerator, but no ice. Problem is that the water valve and the water for the ice maker, it's two valves, but they're mounted together, so if one goes bad, you have to replace the whole thing. So I ordered that a couple days ago. I got that Saturday from Amazon, so I installed that today, and hopefully it's going to be producing some ice, so we'll find out maybe in a few hours, but I was pretty busy this weekend. Let me break real quick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Anyway, that's about it for me on this end. It was really busy this weekend. I wish I had some time to participate in the QSO party, but domestic chores dominated this weekend. So, anyway, I'm going to toss it back to you, Dave, and I'll catch everybody else in the second round. It's AEUI.
Yeah, okay, real good there, Tom. Yeah, it's good to hear to be able to buy those parts and put them in yourself. I know our dryer stopped drying here about a month ago and ended up with it was the igniter for the our gas dryer, so I had to replace that. And wasn't that big of a job with the getting on and watch YouTube, and they show you how to do it. And actually, I watched the YouTube, and the guy showed how to do it, and when I got to start doing it,
I found a little easier way than he did, and I didn't have to take all of the stuff apart as he had to. It was basically the same thing, but I think he took it apart so that he could film the whole operation. I didn't have to see the whole operation. I could see what was going on and did the change, so we did that. Okay, Mike, KD8MMH, stand by, Manny. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, WADW, this is KD8MMA. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Dave, sorry to hear about Mary's little escapade there and having to be hospitalized, but glad to hear she's doing better and blood pressure's back to normal. So hope she keeps it down low there and continues to be healthy. Busy week for me. Just got back last night from the UP. Was up there for a week. Went up a week ago Saturday. Actually, went up Friday for the antique boat show up in Hessel last Saturday, and decided to stay because my godson was in the Freeland High School bass fishing tournament up in Sault Ste. Marie this past weekend. So they did fairly well the first day. They got, it was like 19.57 pounds of fish. They caught all five. Came in sixth place on Saturday. That they this tournament they totaled both days together. So the second day they didn't do all that great. It was only like maybe 11 pounds, and they only had four fish. So overall for the whole weekend they came in like 13th out of I think like 47 boats. But still not bad because some boats with both days even caught just one or two fish and not much weight at all. But anyway, great weather the whole week up there except for the weigh-in on Saturday. It just rained cats and dogs, and that was a miserable mess with everybody standing out there for the weigh-in. But combination of motels and stayed a couple nights at Bayview National Forest Campground up on Lake Superior. But anyway, great week, and nice to be home in a comfortable, in your own comfortable bed that you're used to. With that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Dave. KD8MMH, back to you.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Yeah, good on the trip up to the UP. That was we spent time up there a few weeks ago and had a good time up there. Manny, KAPUZ, you're up. Stand by, Clayton. Go ahead there, Manny.
Well, good evening, WADW. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good net going here. Not doing too much. I hope Mary gets better soon and can have her surgery done and everything and get that blood pressure down to where it should be. I know I'm on blood pressure medicine myself because it was a little high. So anyway, other than that, not doing too much. Went through some totes on Saturday. That was my late daughter's, and there was about 20 of them. We got them all taken care of, and a lot of papers that's got to be burnt, and my daughter took them home so they can burn them there. This is KD8DAZ back to W8BW.
Okay, real good there, Vinny. Yeah, the understanding of all the paperwork that we collect over time, and I know that personally I got a bunch of it. I've been doing making bags of it, and I know that our craziness is shredding time. So, and I try and get out there at least to take a couple grocery bags of stuff for that out there, and when they're doing that, I think I missed the last one though, so we'll have to wait for the next one. Okay, Clayton, KB8CV, and I'll be at the end of the list. We'll take a standby after you, Clayton. Go ahead.
Not much new here. My window control module on my car went bad, and it's doing some sparking and smells like the smoke got out of it. So I disconnected it, so now I can't use my windows. Besides that, not much. I started doing POTA this year. Got a few activations with three parts so far. I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Tobacco. It's right next to the Bay City Park and the Basie Park I activated and Crow Island so far. Interesting fact, there are 352 POTA sites in Michigan. Back to net operator, KE8CB.
Okay, real good, Clayton. Yeah, I did a little bit on vacation time. Last time we didn't. I got all my stuff ready and ended up got too busy and doing other things. Okay, I'm at the end of the list. Are there any others that would like to get on the list before we go back up to the top for 73 round? Call now. Okay, enough. All right, so we'll go back up to Rob. KC8SDL, you're up and stand by, Ron.
Hey, very good. You're doing a great job, Mr. Dave. WGW in the group. Kill Charlie, she does feel. Yeah, like I said, yeah, I'm going to part with my Hot 100. Well, like I said, it's a good radio. It does work good, and hopefully somebody might be interested. But I'm on the Skull Group, Nolan, and the SAG, Savara, that, and I'm going to bring it on the BRC Net tomorrow night. Sir. Yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. Yeah, because I got a magneto for my big gas engine there. I got to pay for it, so I was going to use that some of that money to get that paid off. other than that, I'm going to be at the Octagon Barn here, Dave, weekend after Labor Day, 7th and 8th. I'm going to be displaying my engines there. I'm a utility trailer here at the Octagon Barn, so if anybody happens to get over that way, please come see me there. Anywhere else, you might make an appearance over there. Not too far away. Just jump on 25 and work your way out of the city and get on basically four cylinder. It's out there, so not too far away. Anyways, again, I hope your wife's okay and you take care. And let me see. Oh, yeah, a quick question before I sign with you. Did you ever sell your boat? I know you talked about it. Hopefully you'll be able to sell it there. So. Okay, Dave, again, I got the report, 73, you take care. We'll catch you down the log. WABW in the group, Kilo Charlie, she's up to anyone. 73, David, take it away.
Okay, real good, Rob. Now we still have that, still have the boat. We did have somebody look at it. They was real, real interested, but he did not like the... it's got an OMC, it's OMC sail drive-in, and he was not very hot on that one. And actually, I don't blame him. That's the OMC. It's a good engine, but it is does have its troubles. But I've not had a problem with that one that's in that. We may end up probably going to have it over the winter again, and we'll probably do something else next year. Probably the best thing to do is try and get it in the water and get it running, but that's going to cost a few bucks to do that, so I have to decide what to do there. So thanks for asking there, Rob. 73s, catch you down the log. KCAYVF, you're up and stand by, Tom.
Good evening again, Dave, and everyone on the net. Yeah, just some information on the mesh static side. Talking to Rick, who talked to Fred Moses, they are planning through the Central Michigan group. We're going to have to sit down and have, they asked for some input, basically, on how we wanted to use the mesh-tastic for the local area. And my idea, at least to Rick, was there is what is called the long fast channel, which is basically opens it up to everybody. So long fast, with anybody that was within range of the mesh here in Saginaw would be able to get onto the mesh without doing anything to the radios or anything like that, to the devices. Only issue with that is if they decide or someone decides to turn on internet through their station and it's able to reach into Saginaw, then basically we're going to see traffic from internet traffic brought into the local area. So that kind of complicates things. It's good to be able to get out of the area with the internet linking, but again, it you put something up locally, it could go any place on the internet, which for me, I'm not really looking. I'm looking for this as for the Aries group or for the Saginaw Club and that. So I said if they do it that way, then long fast would be out to the world. and we'd create a channel for Saginaw. And anyone in the radio club or anyone that's on Meshtastic wanted to be on the Saginaw local group, we'd publish a link to be able to get on the Saginaw local group. I'd also create an Aries channel so that we could use it for, say, the MS Walk in Frankenmuth or some exercise or event where I didn't want, you know, everybody in the club, but more or less just the Aries emergency service type workers to be able to get on it. So that's what I kind of conveyed to Rick, and we're going to talk to Fred and that of about how we would like to see it. But they are planning to put up three of the higher powered Station G's, the Meshtastic Station G2s, which basically out of the box run at about 3 watts rather than basically 0.1 watt. So considerable more power on those units. They're turned up to the highest legal limit as far as what they can run without going into the ham band or moving it over to ham. So they're looking to put three of those up into Saginaw. As of right now, I think he said something like Frankenmuth, so that they could use it for the Frankenmuth MS Walk or for the Frankenmuth Bike-a-thon that goes through there. Let me break. Also up at Covenant Harrison and one at Rosine. So that was kind of, we'll have to see how those work out, how they test out, what kind of distance in that. So for me, I also have one of the Station G2s on order. Says it's been shipped, but it's coming from overseas. I'm not sure where they're, probably China, I think, or Taiwan or something. So that will be here in probably a few weeks to get that, and I'm going to use that as my home station because it does not work on battery. Has to have either constant power, so it's good for a mobile station or for a home station where you can plug it into USB. USB-C and power it all of the time, so that's kind of the plan for that. So kind of update on the Meshtastic. It is moving along a little bit, so that I know Mike got some. I know Dave up in Bay City put one together, Nat, and coming up here in November, I'm going to do a full blown kind of presentation on it myself. So quite inexpensive to get into. All you need is one to get on the system. And they're, like I said, they're typically, you build one for under $50, so not too bad. Let me break again. Other side here, like I said, Sunday, I was around working on the floors, but I've been doing quite a bit of 3D printing. I kind of looked at my printer. I'm up over 100 hours of time on the printer right now. Doing a variety of different things. First, I printed off some updates and some things to go along with the printer. But now I'm getting in. I printed a couple of Meshtastic cases. I printed a new case for my pencil soldering iron so I could put everything into one case. So I got that done yesterday. I need a couple other cases I need to print to hold some other my ham radio electronics, stuff that's just sitting on the bench exposed, the circuit boards and that, so going to be printing some cases for those and that so I can store them and do that. So a lot of different things coming up with. It's kind of amazing what some of the people come up with and that they share their designs and things online. Some are kind of gimmicky and that. A lot of them are into the toys and things like that, but a lot of them are a lot of storage devices, printing hinges and clasps and latches and boxes and storage things and you name it, it's pretty much out there. So it's been kind of fun and definitely a learning experience. So 73, see everyone. Have a good week. Hope to see a lot of you on Thursday night for dinner and a movie, or at least dinner or the movie, whatever you prefer. So we'll talk to you and hopefully see you next week. KC8YVF, back to that.
Okay, real good there, Ron, and thank you very much. 73, so this is WEDW, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Tom, NADUI, you're up, and Mike, MMH is next. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is NADUI. Not much else. Good news with Mary. Good to hear. Getting the blood pressure down, that's good. Good news to her. And good news about the Meshtastic. Like, I put some around with that too when I get some time, just playing around with it and just getting the hang of it. And keep going forward with that. But that's good news about getting some of the receiver sites up on Rosine and Coded North and Frankenmuth also. So they'd be useful to use. You know, we can use them like during the MS walk, things like that. So it'd be kind of neat and a lot of fun. Because that's what it's all about, having fun. Anyway, see, that's about it. I hope to see everybody at the movie, dinner and movie on Thursday. And hopefully we'll catch us all there and have some fun and camaraderie. So until then, I'm going to say good night, 73 to everyone. This is NAEUI.
Okay, real good there, Tom. 73 Stu there. Yeah, it was a little funny. I sat there in the emergency room and playing around with my phone, and I was able to see the KADAC router and also the WCSN dish. Actually, I think it was on my phone. So wasn't able to log in because there's password protected, and I don't have the password. But I was able to see it. That was sort of fun. Anyway, Mike, KD8MMH, you're up. Stand by many.
Hey, W8DW, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Dave. Don't really have a lot to add for this go-around. Just hope to see everybody there Thursday night out at the airport for dinner and a movie. To go along with the movie, we got a couple fun things, too, to go along with it. You don't want to miss. We have a special guest coming. So that and a couple other fun things. So just a little thing to entice you and get you to come to the movie. We'll kind of keep it a secret for now. But anyway, you'll see when you get there. KD8MMH, back to net control. 73s, everyone. Have a great week ahead.
Okay, real good. 73s to you there, Mike, and have a good one. Minnie, KAPAC, you're up. Stand by Clayton. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KDATAZ. Not much more here. I've got a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Just my yearly wellness check, as they call it. So it's nothing serious, just a yearly thing. So other than that, not much else. This is KDATAZ, back to WATW.
Okay, real good there, Minnie. Yeah, I call them yearly wellness checks, is yearly make sure they can get into your wallet check. I know most of them are free, but free to us, but Medicare pays for us. But anyway, that's what I consider. Anyway, 730, Minnie, have a good one. Catch you down the log. Clayton, KBHCB, you're up, and I'll be at the bottom of the list. Go ahead, Clayton. Okay, looks like Clayton was one and done, so let's see if anyone else, is there anyone else for the net tonight before I close the net call now? Okay, no one heard, so are there any other closing comments or announcements before we close the net? Okay, nothing heard. So tonight, including myself, we had a total of 10 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank those who participated in tonight's event. This is Dave, WADW. That is now closed. Return the frequency back to normal amateur use. And I have a report for you there, Ron.
Okay, Dave, I am ready for the report. Go right ahead.
Okay, please copy number 115, a routine amateur radio call, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey, figures 1-1, Saginaw, letter group Mike India, August, figures 1-9,
Going to your station, KCAYVF, upbreak.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Letter group, Sierra Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, net report. Check-ins, figures 1-0, traffic, figure 1, net time, figures 4-0, break, and it's signed Dave, WADW, and no more.
Okay, Dave, a copy of your traffic. Thank you very much for the report and for doing the net tonight. And say hi to Marionette. I'm glad she's doing better. And back on the men's, get her taken care of here. I know my wife is going to have her knee looked at. She's going to have knee replacement surgery, both of them, but we're going to work on one first here and see if we can get her back being able to walk better. So all of those nice things that happen as we get older. That's 73 to you. Talk to you later,
KCYVF. Yeah, okay, real good there, Ronnie. As we get older, things have to be fixed. So, and parts have to be replaced. I know we got one guy on our golf league that just had a knee replacement, and he's looking forward to coming back to golf. And I'm not sure, wasn't that long ago? And it sounds like he's on the list to golf this week. So we'll see how that goes. Set of trees, catch it on the log. WEDW is clear.
KCAYVF, KEHCB.
Yeah, Clayton, go ahead.
I was wondering if you got my email.
All right, let me check here. I got my phone here next with me. I haven't checked my email tonight, so let's see what I got here. Stand by.
It'll be on Winlink.
All right, hang on, man. Let me open that one up because I was looking on my regular email. Stand by. Okay, of course, I haven't had it open in about a week, so it had to do updates to the program and updates to the forms and everything else. I do not know of anyone, but I can send it out to the club, see if there's anybody out there that is looking for something like that. We can also send it out to Midland and Bay County clubs, too, but I think you're already part of Bay County Club, if I remember correctly, so... I will put that out, but I don't know of anyone offhand.
I haven't been to the Bay City Club in over a year.
Okay. I can send the information out to Lauren. I think Lauren's vice president, and send it out to Jack up in Midland. Those are my contacts that I got. That I typically know will send something out, Jack's vice president up in Midland, and see if, put that out if there's somebody looking for that. So I don't run HF Mobile, so I do have a rig here in the shack that was going to go in my vehicle, and then it turned out to be such a nice radio that I left it here in the shack. And now that I have a better radio for here in the shack that could go mobile, but probably won't, because the vehicle I'd put it in would be my 24-year-old van, and it's not worth putting it in there now. So some point I get a new vehicle, that's a possibility, because it's a remote mount that had on the Kenwood 480, and it would be a nice rig. It is a 100-watt rig at least, so, but it's a nice rig to go mobile with. So, all right, thanks for that. And like I said, updates on the, if you heard updates on the Meshtastic, that they plan on putting up three of the station G2s
I think that I said Rosine, Frankenmuth, and Harrison, I believe, is what they were looking at. So they're going to kind of start with that and see what we can get configured and see how that's going to go.
Yeah, I don't understand why they call that amplifier a mobile amp. It weighs like 25, close to 30 pounds, and it's bigger than my radio by a lot. But I don't know. That's the title of it. But I don't understand why they call it that. I don't even know how you'd hook something that up like that mobile anyway. You'd have to run a transformer. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like a lot of the gear. I have some mobile radios here I'm going to put up for, get rid of, see if I can, at the club auction here next month. And they are 100-watt mobile Motorola radios, and that came actually out of the city. I guess it would be the city. Yeah, the city plow trucks, wasn't MDOT, so the county plow trucks. And so these are big, heavy things, that's for sure. And they're mobile radios, but they are not something that you're going to pick up and carry around with you. And any amplifier, I don't think any amplifier, unless it's solid state, some of the solid state ones are, but they really wouldn't be considered mobile, I guess. Like you said, you'd have, I don't know what you'd run for power off your battery. You'd kill your battery, one of these. And I just brought up the Facebook post. So, yeah, that's that's definitely, I wouldn't consider that a mobile.
Yeah, me neither, but they do. Yeah, I can't even run a 100-watt radio off my battery for very long. But, yeah, I run FTA, so... I get like an hour or two at QRP level, 25 watts and less. At 100 watts, that thing's dead in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you better have an extra battery, that's for sure. Something in that, if not, yeah, you'll kill your battery. And that's why, I mean, a lot of people for... mobile stuff, they'll run, 25 watts or 20 watts or something in the mobile. And then if you're running it separately, I know a lot of the guys that are running mobile POTA stations, some of the YouTubers and that, yeah, they're running 100-watt radios, but I don't think they're actually running them at that power. And I think they're running, most of those are running like one of the 100 amp hour iron phosphate type of battery, something to power it with solar cells and that to try and keep it up. So that'd be the smart way. If not, you would kill off your battery. And then fun part, yeah, you kill it off, having fun doing a POTA station, and go to start to go home, and you're dead in the water. So that'd be a buzzkill, that's for sure.
Yeah, my battery went dead during a contact. As quickly as I could, I plugged that into the car just so I could finish the contact. Then I unplugged and head home. But, yeah, most of your popular POTA radios, the G90 is 25 watts, but it don't have a modem. And then you get this Zago, that X6100 and 6200. The one was 10 watts, and then the 6200 is now 8 watts. Why they took away power for, I don't know. And then the beloved ICOM 705 is only 10 watts if you're plugged into an external battery. But then that radio does it all. It has a modem, it has everything. You do 2 meters. Shame if they want so much for it.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, for me, actually, I've got a Zygo G90. Like I said, 20 watts on that one, and that does quite well. And then for my digital, I've got a,
what is it, Digimode 4. I think I spelled that wrong. GCOM, something like Zycom, Digimode 4 digital interface. Plugs right into it. It works very well. It's quite compact. There's one plug to the computer, one USB, and then there's two plugs to the radio, one on the back, one on the side for the earpiece, and one for the digital connection on the back. And that works really well. And then with my Zygu portable power station, that's 300 watts, 20 watts, that will run it for quite some period of time. And then I have a Ratty SP120 100 watts foldable solar panel to power that. So between that rig right there, will go for quite some time. I haven't had it on a POTA activation. I've had it out on some other things and that, and it works well. And I got a alpha antenna, a vertical antenna, it's a 7-band vertical. You just telescope the mast to how far you want it, 17 feet tall, and depending on how many segments you put up will depend on what band that you're in for it to tune. Plus, I've got the NFED wire, so I just received, I ordered it back in May, and they just finally fulfilled the order for one of the 20-foot POTA poles. It's a carbon fiber mask, and I got to see if it will support that NFED antenna. So if that's the case, that will be my antenna set up for next field day, summer field day. Winter field day, I have to use the poles. But summer field day, that might be just it. It will be a rebar pounded in the ground with a piece of PVC pipe and a couple of hose clamps to hold to the rebar, and then this mast will just slide into the PVC pipe, and I won't have to carry all these tower segments and things, and that will be it. So I'm hoping it will do it. We'll see how well. I got to get it up in the backyard. I just got it and expanded it out in the backyard, and it looks promising. We'll see how much flex is in it, if it'll work or not. But that was kind of the idea, and like I said, it's all carbon fiber, and it was only $80, so it wasn't bad at all. A lot thicker than some of the other POTA poles that are out there. On most of those, the top section or two of those antennas are so flexible they're not even usable. So this one's a lot thicker and doesn't flex as much.
I'm curious, why not like hamsticks or some type of vertical?
Yeah, I haven't even thought of the hamsticks. I mean, those are typically, they're single band, and then you got to keep changing out the hamstick. So I just came up with this alpha antenna, and like I said, it's 7-band in one spot. And that's the same way. There's it looks like a great big nail that pounds into the ground with a mast, and one counterpoise wire that comes off the side in connection for your coax, and then you just, you know, raise it up to how far you want, to what band you want to work. So you can lay this over, change the band, and stick it back up within, you know, a minute or two. So it just seemed, and a lot shorter. The whole bag's only like maybe 18 inches long. Same thing for the POTA poles, like 18 inches long. So I've never been one on the ham sticks.
I got a MFJ ham stick, 40 meters, 200 watt one, and I got one of those garden spike things that people used to hang pots or something off. I cut it down and attached my mount to that, so I'd stick it in the ground. Interesting fact, though, pour water on your ground spike improves your SWR a little bit.
Yeah, I've heard that. Again, just makes a better ground contact. Water conducts the electricity, so it does that. Yeah, this vertical that I have, let's see, I forgot what it takes. It does 20 meters, 17 meters, 15, 12, 10, 6, 2 meter, and then it also can do 220 and 440. But it's mainly, it's 2 meter to 20 meters, primarily is what it's for on the, or 6 meters to 20 meters on the ham bands, on the HF bands.
Yeah, I went out to do a POTA thing, and my radio dropped down to 12 watts and not wanting to work right. Called up Jason and talked to them, and they said it was my ALC kicked in. And he said at ISWR, which according to all my testing equipment, I didn't, unless that metal girder sitting near my antenna was causing some type of reflection. And then I did some tinkering around, looking through my settings and stuff, and apparently mic gain for the digital mode was at default, but it was at 50. I had to turn that down to 8 just to get the ALC to drop into the white part of the needle. but apparently every time you unplug the radio and plug it in, you got to reset that for some reason.
Yeah, some of them are that way, that they don't hold the memories on it or hold the settings on it. A lot of time that's in the tuner. You'll tune something up, and you go back, and then you got to retune because it doesn't hold the settings for that particular band or that setup. So, all right, Clayton, I got to get out of here. Work comes early, so get up, get my lunch ready for tomorrow, and hit bed usually because I got to be up early. So, good talking to you. And, yeah, let's see what will be interesting to see how this Mestastic turns out. Like I said, I ordered one of the G2s from wherever it's coming from, Taiwan, China, whatever. We'll see how that works out. I was interested in one of those, and they got them back in stock, so we'll see how those go. Like I said, I could put it in as a mobile. It might turn out to go into the mobile. It might be in the house here. It's just got to have constant power, USB power, so I might see whichever one works out the best here. But yeah, put a 3-watt mobile in with I got a 5.5 dB gain antenna. That would be pretty good on the mobile side of it. So it may go that way too. 73, we'll talk to you later. KC8YBF, back over to you.
All right, KEHCB 73.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.